On our program today, we're going to talk about Boone Community Theater, and we are going to talk about Night Night Roger Roger, and we have Michelle Jacobson here.
Hello.
And Homie Simmons is
Hello.
Here.
Hello.
Woo-hoo.
The two who said, oh yeah, we can put something together here. Night Night Roger Roger. So you got your cast. I've seen on your Facebook. You've been highlighting some of the participants in it. And is it coming together? What's happening?
It's fantastic. It's totally coming together.
I'm totally excited. I'm excited.
Give a general summary for those that are going, oh my. How does it lay out? What's it all about?
Well, I feel like the show is really about human connection, and it talks about human connection through all of these little short vignettes featuring lots of different people who have interconnected lives, even though maybe they don't realize they have interconnected lives, but they do. Everybody's connected. And so it's like
so connected.
Some of the stories are just like this could happen in your day-to-day life.
Exactly.
And so just the human experience.
You just seem so excited about
this. And
then
some of the stories are more fantastical and wouldn't happen in your everyday
day-to-day
life.
So magical.
Yeah.
It's a magical life.
It is very magical. And it's very imaginative and whimsical and super fun. And I have to say, when I first read the script, I was like, yeah, okay, like this is fine. And then every time I see a scene like develop a little bit more, I start to love it a little bit more. And I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm really excited about this.
She really hated it in the beginning.
I don't think I hated it.
She hated it.
I wasn't convinced.
It was
because it's a little bit different. And
it's
not one interconnected story. Mm-mm. And it's just a different way of storytelling because it's in vignettes.
Mm-hmm.
But as you watch it, you see how these people are connected to each other, and you see how you can like relate to their stories and relate to things in their lives. It's really cool, and it's fun, and it's funny, and there's just a lot of really beautiful, like touching moments too. So it's really a good story.
It's
kind
of
the human experience.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
It's very wholesome.
Well, you've got a lot of young people, of all ages actually participating.
Yes. Oh my goodness. We have some first timers who's never been on stage before that have been given some big roles.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We have first time children and adults.
Adults. Like, that's right. And
that's exciting.
And so there's a lot going on. There's a lot of moving going on, a lot of moving parts, and I would have to say the music that goes along with it is pretty awesome. It helps tell the stories.
Okay.
To me anyways.
I agree.
It ties together.
It does. Yes. Everything ties together. And just, you know, like with the first timers, you know, just trying to reach in and let them be the character and the character be them. It's like Face Off. And that's what I keep saying. It's like Face Off. And they're like, what's Face Off? And I'm like, well, you know that. And they're not sure. So because of my directing abilities, if you call it that, I really am a physical person, and I do love comedy, and I do love movement, and trying to like show them that it's fun.
Are you trying to get them out of their cocoon?
I am. And I'm just like, and so like I will wander up there and like stand beside them and like, la, you know, I'm over the top sometimes.
You can go be honest.
Yeah.
You don't have to be
here. Like, don't stand in one place. Let's move. Let's do something. What would you do? Like, you're this person, and this person is you. What will you do?
You're trying to tell them.
Yeah.
Let's
move.
You wouldn't do that if you were at home by yourself doing this. You would be.
You would be doing something else.
Right, yes.
And it's just, like, movement. Like, let's facial expressions. Because it's almost like a bear set, okay? So it's nothing like the Seussical.
Yep.
At all. And the fact is because it's so personal and so here, physical, I I want them to be able to learn how to use their facial expressions and mm-hmm. how their bodies need to take on that physical emotions as well. And
theater is more than just saying words.
Yeah.
So much more than saying words.
Just like, okay, let's do something else. Let's try this, you know, like trying to move people around. It's kind of fun. It's really kind of fun. I like doing this, and I love physical plays that are mm-hmm. different and odd, and people would say it's way off a Broadway show.
Yeah.
it's totally different, and mm-hmm. it just like this play came across. And I mean, as soon as I read the synopsis and stuff, it just like everything started to like my nervous system, my like little calibers were like blinking, boom, 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 and they just kept getting faster. And I was just like, I have so many ideas. I can see so many things. I think I need to direct this play.
It spoke to her. And I think that watching the rehearsal process and being part of the rehearsal process and seeing how it spoke to Homi is what makes me love it even more, because of the way that she is staging it and getting the actors to engage with their characters. I'm starting to feel those feelings that she felt on the first read, right, that I didn't have initially. And I think that's how you know it's really great art. When somebody has these thoughts and these feelings about an idea, and then they're able to get somebody else to have thoughts and feelings mm-hmm. about the same idea that they didn't have initially. And so I'm really excited, because it is a really beautifully artistic piece.
Yeah.
And I think there's so much emotion in it that if it were just people standing and reading it, you wouldn't feel it.
No.
Right? Because they wouldn't be in it. But because acting is more than just saying the lines, that feeling is there. And it's been a really cool process so far, and I'm really proud of our actors.
With a lot of first-time people.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is so exciting.
Then that kind of, that puts a little bit more on your plate. We do need you to do this. We do need you, you know, what else, how much farther can you extend yourself?
Well, and you know, Homi has worked with young people for years and years, and so she really knows how to talk to them and help them find those things mm-hmm. within themselves. So there's a lot of coaching going on at every rehearsal to really help all of the actors find the character in themselves and find themselves in the character. Like you said, it's been a really wonderful process so far. Everybody should come see it, because I think there's something in it for everybody, and you will find something to connect to.
Absolutely. Well, Night Night Roger Rogers coming up in May.
Yes.
Starts on Thursday the 1st. You're doing it kind of like, well, we maybe not as many performances uh-uh. and having as many carnivals, parties,
please,
as musical.
No. No.
but we do have 2 weeks.
Yeah, 2 weekends. Yeah. Yep.
Two weekends. So the 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and on the 8th, 9th, and 10th.
Yes.
And matinee.
Yeah, the 10th is the matinee. So
yeah. But again, those are... So this year has been, when you take a look back at this year, you start with The Odd Couple,
mm-hmm. uh-huh.
and you have Sherlock, which is kind of a little spin on Sherlock Holmes. And then you got Seussical, which is like mega party.
Right.
Yes.
It's
crammed into like this much space. And now Night Night Roger Roger, totally different.
Totally.
Yes.
But that's what community theater can do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I love it so much, too. I just love this.
So while all this is happening, Michelle, you threw in a couple of auditions.
Yes, we did.
for some other summer productions
that'll be going on.
And we're talking young people here in particular.
Yes.
So and this year you decided we are just going to do two performances because... we've been getting so many young people.
Last year we ended up doing two after initially planning one because so many kids were excited. And this year, we're going to do two. But then, now we're actually doing three. So, so because we just can't get enough. I don't know what it is.
Well, part of it is you get a lot of young kids.
Yeah,
we
do.
Want them to participate.
And we don't like to say no.
Yes. They're not. Yeah, they don't need to know. They need to get on stage and express themselves. So we have 54 young people participating in our summer camps this summer.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very exciting.
So you did have to do some limitations here. First, we do the auditions. We're going to have like a summer camp for a week.
Yes.
Yes.
And then a production.
Yes. Yeah. And then we'll have each of them will have three shows.
Okay.
Because again, last year we did two shows and then it was jam packed and we had to turn people away because we, you know,
yeah,
can't
it's
go
just
over
hard.
The capacity.
Yeah.
So
we want people to come and enjoy it.
Come, yes, come see the show. So they'll have three performances at the end of the week of the summer camps. And yeah, it's just 1 week.
1 week.
To rehearse, but they know what their parts are, and mm-hmm. they are coming in this month to get their scripts so people can start working on it a little bit ahead of time so they can come into the week with a pretty good grasp of mm-hmm. their lines at least, and so then we can really dig into rehearsals.
First one's going to be in June.
Yes.
Second one's in July.
Yes.
Third one?
Also July.
July.
Also in July, towards the end.
The July shows are happening at the same time.
Okay.
It sounds a little silly, but it is. They're happening at the same time.
Yes.
Okay.
They're both Wizard of Oz themed,
yep.
like
right.
spin-off okay. spoof
yeah.
ideas.
Comedy,
so they're yeah, so they're happening at the same
movies.
Time. So Homie and I are both involved in those.
Yes.
And then we also have Colin Holman. So we have like a directing team of three, and
yes.
each of us is kind of like the head director for one of the shows, and then the other two will be like the assistant directors
right.
for both of those shows. And then, of course, we have lots of other people involved helping
sets.
Out with
yes.
other things.
Yes, because we have to.
Sets
lighting,
and costumes. And, yes,
exactly.
All the technical things.
I think my production is called the basement production. Am I correct?
Somebody referred to it that way, but then I told them that it definitely is not the basement production.
I was
production,
just like, wow, that's dark.
Someone called it the basement show. We're like, well, yes, that is what will happen. Some people will be rehearsing upstairs and some people in the basement, but then we'll flip-flop. Everybody will get a chance to be a basement show. So,
well,
I was just like, that was like,
it was kind of funny.
It was kind of like, oh, okay, so is it kind of like a speakeasy?
Well, fortunately, you've got the space to do it.
I know, isn't it wonderful? We have so, yeah, it's so
yeah.
great. I love our building.
It reminds me of the older days
yeah.
when we were out at Garfield and we had some different things
going
on.
You could go to
on,
different spaces,
and there's like
yeah.
so many different spaces that we can go to practice different things
mm-hmm.
and different plays and stuff. So yeah, it's definitely getting that feel again, and I think that's another reason why I'm so excited to, you know, be back from my little hiatus I took.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
For
yeah.
both of you have worked with youth a lot.
Yes.
I mean, doing different summer productions, camps,
yep.
mm-hmm. Different learning opportunities,
that's
workshops.
That's because they're the best.
Yeah.
So,
and
yeah.
like Reader's
Young people
Theater,
are the best.
Reader's Theater that
mm-hmm.
we just had
yeah.
was so much fun.
Oh, you did that over the break.
Yeah, over spring break.
Yeah.
yeah.
You know, and it was like one day.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so fun.
It was like, all right, coming in. Doing the things and then finding the costumes and finding
yep.
some set pieces and then boom, okay,
here's a performance,
we're putting on a show tonight, let's go. And
it was so fun.
It was so chaotic, and I live off of that.
Wow.
I don't know.
Some days you do.
I do.
Okay,
I'm just like chaos. Ooh,
yeah.
Yay.
But it is, and it keeps them enthused, excited
yes.
about
yeah.
what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
And then they come back and do Night Night Roger Roger.
Right.
Yeah.
I know, which is so great.
So happy.
All right. So let's, again, the productions are coming up. Let's, a couple other things here before I go too far. I got to ask Seussical, huge.
Huge.
It was
so
huge. Wonderful.
Had parties.
We had some parties.
Parties.
Yes.
Carnival party. I called them like.
It was definitely a carnival. I got to be the caller. I guess you can say it.
Ringmaster.
Ringmaster.
Yeah,
thank
you.
You
go.
I was like, so I got to like open the doors and say, ladies and gentlemen and children of all ages, it is now time for you to come into the Boom Community Theater for Seussical and our carnival. Have fun. Get some drinks. Have something to eat and play some games. You may or may not win. Welcome. And and
but just
I
about
just,
everybody won.
And it, like, yeah.
Yes.
So any game and whatever, they had a ticket and got to have some fun.
A lot of kids come to it? Parents,
yes.
family?
Yeah.
It was family.
Yeah,
you guys
were
did
families.
It for
we were
families.
Pretty
yeah.
much sold out,
mm-hmm.
like, every show.
Wow.
Yes, it was great.
And it's amazing. It's so amazing.
Yeah.
You got it's fun to do those. That was a lot of effort. You had a lot of people.
Yes.
We said, yeah, it was a large show.
It was a very large show. I think it was the first time that I ever really thought about, like, the directors. Like, there were so many heads, on, you know, trying to direct this
yeah.
this big show and everything going on. It was just like, how many heads are in charge? Holy moly, Batman.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I was like, ooh.
Well, it's so kind of like your summer productions are going
to
be.
You got you kind of have people. To have a team.
You got to have a team out there working
out,
too. We did have game night earlier this month. Yeah. Just last Friday.
Just on Friday, yeah.
One of the few times you haven't had a production on the first Friday.
Yes, I know.
So
it's funny, when we initially started the game night idea, we weren't having very many shows on the first Friday of the month, and now it seems to keep happening. So
Well,
that's okay.
But we have,
you can catch another game night in June.
And you had a great open mic night.
Yeah.
So you had a lot of people showing up for that.
Yep.
Yeah.
So coming up, I know one of the things that, as this is the season winding down, when do you get together and start kicking around ideas about the next season?
Well, we already have been kicking around ideas, but I can't tell you anything yet. My lips are sealed. But yeah, we have a committee that sits down and makes a plan, and we'll be looking to have a season release okay. reveal event in May.
Okay.
With more details to come.
So we do have, again, you do try to have something early in the season, September, somewhere around there. Try for a holiday one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll have four shows again. Mm-hmm. Yep. And so we kind of have mapped out in the calendar when it works for the directors to put shows on. And
it'll be interesting to see what
Yes,
comes
you'll get
up.
To find out in towards the end of May.
It's so exciting.
End of May, there'll be an event.
Okay.
So.
Ooh, good. Event.
Yes.
Another thing, for those that would like to help support community theater, we have bricks.
Yes.
We
you
do?
Can buy a Please. Really fantastic and beautiful brick that you can get engraved to say your name or a theater quote or something, you know, some show you loved seeing at BCT. And then they get a permanent place on the wall in our lobby when you first walk in.
Mm-hmm.
If you walk by, you can peek in the window and
see
that we have a few up so far. There'll be more being added really soon. But yeah, that's just a fundraiser that we're doing to help with our building fund. There's some repairs that are going to need to be done. Mm-hmm. So we're looking to bring in some money to help with that.
Yeah, we're always open for sponsors. Like, if any big corps or any small business or anybody, individuals even, we love sponsorships.
We do. Yeah,
That really helps us. It really helps us out to continue putting on shows and having our doors open for everyone to come in and.
You've been pretty fortunate when you've had different things you wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then getting the building, obviously, that was the big challenge.
Yeah,
right.
We still need to, got a lot of work yet to do in there, but you've done a lot of work already.
Yeah. Yep. There's a lot continuously being done to improve the building and make it a better theater space.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there's a lot still to happen. Yep. So the brick is a small way that you can make a donation to contribute. But yeah, sponsorships of shows are always really appreciated. We've had businesses, sponsoring our shows, and sometimes they sponsor by providing a tea or just a.
Do you still have work Saturdays?
Yes. Yes.
Not consistently.
It's not consistent.
Right.
So when things come up where you.
Yes.
Right.
Shift it. Yeah.
And I mean, I know some of us get, you know. We're kind of busy on Saturdays, so some of us get together on Sundays.
Okay.
You know.
So.
But you should always, if you want to get involved, just reach out.
Yes, absolutely.
And we'll get you on the list. And you can check out the Facebook page. If we're having a big work day, we usually post on our Facebook page that something's coming up.
And, you know, like if we're going to have like a tech class. Like
sure.
How to run lights and how to hang lights and... Mm-hmm. You know, for people who are kind of like physical human beings who want to learn things and want to
get involved and do something like that. Maybe not be on stage.
Yeah.
But. Yes. There's so many things that need to happen for each show, but then also in between the shows. So we always love volunteers. Any way that people want to get involved, we can find a use for.
And volunteering makes your heart happy.
It does.
Okay.
It makes it grow like three times its size.
Right.
We know because we do so much of it. So.
We do.
I have a very big, enlarged heart.
Let's put it this way that, Community, that's what community theater is.
It is.
So Night Night Roger Rogers coming up. So let's talk, because you're going to have tickets online.
Yes,
is that
you
the
can,
easiest
yep, you
way?
Can get yeah. them online right now.
And we already have yep. like two or three sold.
Ooh,
exciting.
Okay.
Yay!
So yes, but it can... is, because next time when we visit, you'll have already done the first weekend of performances.
Oh my goodness, that's crazy to think about.
Yeah.
You're right.
All oh
right.
my.
Of course you are, as I'm looking at the calendar. Yeah,
oh my.
So you can order tickets online. Yeah.
Uh-huh. BoomCommunityTheater.org.
Yep. If you have trouble online, shoot us an email or give us a call and we'll help you get it figured out. And,
that's yeah. mail at BoomCommunityTheater.org.
That's right.
Because I'm reading it right off.
Yeah, perfect. I'm you got it.
Very proud
or
of you.
Or call and leave a message. You could do that too.
Yes.
303-0393.
Yes.
And
yes.
just say, I want to get tickets. Get a hold of me.
Yes.
Yep, and we'll set up a time to help you out with the online ticketing or coming in to purchase in the building.
Right.
Is an option. We just have to make sure someone's there to
do that.
To do
and
that.
With yep. rehearsals going on, there seems to be people around quite a bit.
There are people around quite a bit.
Yeah. Right. But don't freak out if you come up one night because of the lights that come. They automatically come on. So here's, I kind of made it before I became a director and got my own key. I really thought it was a great idea that I would go up at a certain time so I could like help, you know, move some things around and yeah. start organizing, and the lights were on and I was like trying to open the doors and knock and I was like, what is happening? I thought people were here. And then I like called, I think I called somebody. I'm like, are you guys not here? Where? What is no. it? And they're like, no, these are automatic lights.
They're on a
show,
timer.
They're on a timer. They're supposed to show how wonderful everything is looking. And I'm like, right, okay, well, cool. Yeah. I will go home now. But yeah, so...
Please,
like maybe call before you come up to make sure that somebody's in the house.
Sure. Yeah.
Or else if you see like little humans or people just running or amok. Humans or little hobbits, as I like to call them, like little hobbits running around.
Oh, we do have a lot of rehearsals going on.
We do.
Yes, there are.
And now you're going to start having even more going on.
It's so exciting. Yeah, because people are getting off the books this
Yay!
Week.
We're getting there.
Yep.
Michelle Jacobson, Homie Simmons are on our program today. Boone Community Theater, it's Night Night Roger Roger coming up the first two weekends in May.
Yep.
And tickets are available right now. You
That's
can get them
right.
online if you want. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having us.